It's going to obviously be a difficult period for a number of feeders of different species in the country, whether it's poultry, hogs, or beef.
Agriculture Department grains analyst Jerry Norton, with pastures in drought areas decimated, corn and soybean supplies down, prices very much up, feed is going to be a valuable and less ample product. Some livestock producers may have to sell off stock to cut feed costs, but they still are going to have some kind of feed.
Which means that producers will find other products and other supplies of feed and feed sources that they hadn't considered in the past when corn was cheaper, and they'll do a better job managing some of the usage of these grains and soybean meals as the prices rise. But ultimately, it becomes a situation of who can bid the most for these crops when you're in a tight supply situation, and that's where we really find ourselves.
Norton says some producers will have to do more feeding of wheat, more use of ethanol byproduct distillers' dried grains, and perhaps less use of feed overall to get them through until hopefully next year's much bigger corn and soybean crops. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.